Quran recitation is every single day. I don't ask you to recite a juz. I don't expect that much anymore. One page of Quran. In Arabic, I don't care how badly you recite. I don't care how badly you recite. If you're embarrassed of your recitation, go in a room by yourself. Lock it up. But recite it out loud. Not silently. Out loud. And before you recite, if you don't know any Arabic, turn to Allah and say, Ya Allah, I'm reciting your word only for you. And you're the only one who can make it easy for me. You're the only one who can make it easy for me to recite it, to memorize it, to understand it, to love it, to pray with it. You're the only one who can do that for me. Ya Allah, and I'm doing this for you. You make it easy for me. This will be your personal time with Allah Azza wa Jalla outside of Salat. 10 minutes is all it takes. But you need to make that time. You need to make that time in your life. And as your love for the Quran grows, I won't have to convince you in a lecture to give it 10 minutes. You'll be sitting with it 20, 30, 40, 50, an hour. That time will increase for you. It will increase for you. But it will happen on its own. It will never happen though unless you put yourself in a routine. None of these things will benefit your life until they become a routine. You really want to have a relationship with the Quran? Start with reciting it. Even if you don't understand it. I'll say it again, even if you don't understand. Brother, I don't understand Arabic. I don't get anything out of it. Yes, you do. You don't even know what you get out of it. You're trying to imitate the words of Allah as He revealed them. You don't think there's a benefit in that? There absolutely is. My teacher, I asked this question when I was dumb, not too long ago. I asked my teacher, what's the point of reciting Quran? You don't even know Arabic. What do you get out of that? He said, let me tell you a story. This is my teacher, Sheikh Abdul Ghani in New York. He told us this story. He said, you know, a boy, he goes to the beach. And actually, he asked his dad the same question. I recite Quran, but I don't understand it. What's the point of me reciting it? So his dad took him to the beach. And he gave him a dirty bucket. It had holes in it though. He said, go fill it up with the beach water. Go fill it up. The boy goes to fill up the water. And he brings it back. By the time he brings it back to dad, what's happened already? And then he goes, go fill it up again. So he sent him like 5 times, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He goes, Dad, there's no point, it's empty. He goes, yeah, but you notice a difference? He goes, yeah, it's clean. He goes, now you get it? He goes, oh. Now those of you who still don't get it, you're clearly on Facebook too long. Right? Your brains have melted. Right? Spend time reciting Quran. Then the third, just a little bit of practical recommendations for you guys. The surahs that you've already memorized, chances are they are from the 30th juz. Is that true? Surahs that you've already memorized, chances are they are from juz amma. One of my personal motivations to do an explanation of juz amma was just that. That if Muslims don't know the whole Quran, at least they know some things from juz amma. I don't say this out of my own, like to promote our program or anything else. I'm just giving you advice. If you guys can benefit from the recordings that we have of the 30th juz, don't listen to the whole thing. You don't have time for it. It's fine. Just listen to the surahs you've already memorized. Not a translation, an explanation of the surahs you've already memorized. The surahs that you're going to be using in prayer anyway. The ones you're going to be using in prayer anyway. So at least those surahs that you've been reciting since childhood, now you have a personal relationship and understanding of them. They've enhanced you in some way. Every time you recite them, it's an opportunity for reflection for you. It's an opportunity for you to get closer and closer to Allah's word. Okay? It'll help you tremendously. That's the second thing. Now the last thing. If you can get this into your routine, then you add the next thing. Start memorizing the Quran. Even if it's one line, half a line, I don't care. Even if it's one ayah for a whole week, I don't care. 20 minutes, 25 minutes, whatever it is, full 100% concentrated time on just memorizing the Quran. This is your little secret. It's between you and Allah. The more Quran you are memorizing, you're telling Allah, Ya Allah, my heart contains 3 more of your ayat. Ya Allah, my heart contains 2 more of your surahs. It's enhancing your love for Allah. And it's enhancing your love for the Quran. And the more Quran you memorize, then the more Quran you study, and the more Quran you use in your prayer, and it's becoming more and more and more of a companion in your life. But it starts small. It starts with 10, 20 minutes a day. Nothing more. If you can fix your morning routine, best time to memorize Quran in the morning. Absolutely best time. But don't overdo it in the beginning. If you overdo it, like, oh, I heard this lecture from tomorrow, I'm doing tahajjud tonight, then I'm going to go to pray Fajr, and I'm going to memorize Quran for 2 hours, that will happen one time this year. Okay? That's why you don't overdo it. Just take it easy, little at a time, it will build. Don't rush. Don't rush. مَنْ تَأَنَّ نَعْلَ مَا تَمَنَّ. Whoever takes their time will get to where they want to get to. Just take your time.